Part 2. I didn't see Legrand again for a whole month. Then one day, Jupiter came to visit me in Charleston. I had never seen Jupiter looking so unhappy, and I was afraid that something serious had happened to Legrand. "Jupiter, what's the matter?" I asked. "How is your master?"
"To tell you the truth, he isn't as well as he should be," answered Jupiter.
"He's not well," I said. "I'm very sorry to hear that. What does he complain of?"
"That's just it," exclaimed Jupiter. "He doesn't complain about anything, but in spite of that, he's very ill."
"Very ill?" I said. "Why didn't you tell me immediately? Does he have to stay in bed all the time?"
"No, he doesn't, but I'm very worried about him," Jupiter replied.
"Jupiter, I really want to understand what you're talking about," I said. "You say your master is ill. Hasn't he told you what the problem is?"
"No, he just says that nothing is wrong with him," said Jupiter. "But if that's true, why does he look so pale, and why does he walk around with his head down all the time? He carries a piece of paper with him, and on it there are figures. They're the strangest figures I've ever seen. I try to watch him all the time, but I don't always succeed. Today he left the hut very early in the morning, and he was away all day. I was so angry with him that I got a big stick and intended to beat him with it when he returned. The only reason I didn't was because he looked so bad that I felt sorry for him."
"I don't think you should beat your master, Jupiter," I said. "Can you tell me what is causing his illness, or this change in his character? Has anything unpleasant happened since I saw you both?"
"Nothing unpleasant has happened since then," Jupiter replied. "Something certainly happened, but it occurred on the same day you came to visit us."
"How? What do you mean?" I exclaimed.
"I'm talking about the bug," Jupiter said.
"The what? I don't understand," I said, perplexed.
"The gold bug," Jupiter explained. "You must remember that the master told you about the bug we had found on the same day that you came. I'm sure that he was bitten on the head by that same gold beetle."
"Why do you think such a thing, Jupiter?" I asked.
"I've got very good reasons for thinking this," Jupiter answered. "That bug was the wildest thing I've ever seen. It bit anything that came near it. When the master first caught it, he had to drop it again immediately. I'm sure that was when he got bitten. I didn't like the look of that bug from the beginning, so I was more careful. I didn't touch it with my fingers at all. I caught it with a piece of paper which I found near it. I put it in that paper and even put a piece of it in the bug's mouth so that it couldn't bite me."
"And so you think that the gold beetle bit your master and that the bite made him ill?" I asked.
"I don't just think it, I know it," Jupiter said emphatically. "Otherwise he wouldn't dream about gold all the time."
"How do you know that he dreams about gold?" I asked in surprise.
"Ha! Because he talks about it in his sleep," answered Jupiter.
"Perhaps you're right about everything, Jupiter," I said slowly. "But what is the reason for your visit to me today? Did you bring a message from Legrand?"
"Yes, I did," said Jupiter, and he gave me a note which I read quickly.
On it was written, "My dear friend, why haven't you been to visit me for such a long time? I hope you weren't insulted by my strange behaviour the last time you were here. Since I saw you last, I have had reasons to be worried. I've got something to tell you, but I'm not sure how to tell you, or even if I should tell you at all. I haven't been well for some time, and Jupiter has been really irritating me, although I know his intentions are good. Can you believe that he intended to beat me with a big stick because I went out without telling him? I had spent the day alone, walking in the hills of the mainland. He only gave up the idea of beating me because I looked so ill when I came home. Please, if you possibly can, come back here to the island with Jupiter. I must see you tonight because of some very important business. I assure you it really is important. Your friend, William Legrand. Something about the way the note was written alarmed me. After listening to what Jupiter had told me, I was worried. I was afraid that my friend had become insane because of the pressures of his misfortunes. And what was the important business that he wanted to see me about? I decided to go to the island immediately. When we got to the boat which would take us to the island, I saw that there was a new machete and three new spades lying in the bottom. "Why are these things in the boat, Jupiter?" I asked.
"The master insisted that I buy them in town," Jupiter answered. "They cost a lot of money."
"But what is your master going to do with them?" I asked.
"I don't know, and sometimes I don't think he knows either," Jupiter replied. "But it's all because of the bug."
I saw that I wouldn't get any more information from Jupiter, who seemed obsessed with the bug. We got into the boat and sailed to the island. There was a strong wind and we soon arrived at the north of the island. From there we had to walk about 4 kilometres to get to Legrand's hut. When we arrived there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Legrand was waiting impatiently for us. He took my hand with such nervous excitement that I thought again that my suspicions were right and that he had become insane. His face was terribly pale and his eyes were strange. I didn't know what to say to him, so I asked if he had got the gold bug back from Lieutenant Grant.
"Yes, I got it from him the morning after your visit," Legrand answered. "Do you know that Jupiter is right about that beetle?"
"In what way?" I asked, very worried.
"In thinking that the bug is real gold," he said so seriously that I was shocked. "I'll become rich because of this bug," he continued with a smile. "So don't be surprised that it's so important to me. Good fortune brought the bug to me, and if I use it correctly, I'll find the gold. Jupiter, bring me the beetle." "I don't want to touch that bug. It's dead," Jupiter said. "You'll have to get it yourself."
Legrand got up and took the beetle out of the glass box in which it had been put. It really was a beautiful beetle. I could see the two round black spots on one side of its back and the long black spot on the other side, and it looked like real gold. I could understand Jupiter thinking that it was gold, but I was surprised that an educated man like Legrand could think such a thing. "I asked you to come because I want your help and advice about the bug," said Legrand, after I had finished examining the insect. "My dear Legrand, you are not well," I said. "My advice is to get into bed and stay there. I'll stay with you until you feel better. I'm sure that you've got a fever."
"You're wrong about me," Legrand said. "I'm as well as can be expected, considering the excitement I'm suffering from. If you want me to be well, you must help me put an end to this excitement."
"How can I do that?" I asked.
"It's very easy," Legrand replied. "Jupiter and I are going on an expedition into the hills on the mainland. We need the help of someone we can trust, and you're the only person we know. Perhaps we'll succeed, and perhaps we'll fail. But this terrible excitement will come to an end."
"I really want to help you," I said, But first tell me, is there a connection between this beetle and your expedition to the hills?
Yes, there is,
Legrand confessed.
Then I don't want anything to do with it, Legrand, I said firmly.
I'm sorry that you feel that way, Legrand said slowly. It means that we'll have to go on this expedition by ourselves. When I heard this, I was worried.
Tell me, how long do you plan to be away? I asked.
Probably all night, Legrand answered. We're leaving immediately, and we'll be back early in the morning.
I'll come with you if you promise me that after this whole bug business is finished, you'll return home and follow whatever advice I give you, I said.
I promise, Legrand replied. Now let's go. We shouldn't waste any time.
At about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the three of us left Legrand's hut. I wasn't happy about going on the expedition with them, but I didn't say any more.
Jupiter carried the machete and the spades, and I could see that he also had a bad feeling about the expedition. I heard him saying, "That stupid bug," to himself several times, and those were the only words he spoke during the whole journey. I carried a couple of lanterns which Legrand had given me. Legrand himself only carried the bug, which he had attached to some string. I tried to find out from him what the purpose of the expedition was, but he wouldn't talk about it and only answered, "We'll see," to all my questions.